We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Believer's Hope. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 15, 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I have just read from the King James Version. When Charles became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he was already making a lot of money as a fraudster. As a teenager in his second year on campus, he was driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz and had begun building his first house. However, after accepting the Lord Jesus, Charles knew he could no longer continue in that life of fraud. He willingly walked away from it because of his hope in Christ. He understood that nothing in this world was too valuable to give up for the sake of inheriting the kingdom of God. Through sound teaching, he knew that anyone who continues in sin cannot inherit God's kingdom. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10. Charles also understood something deeper. All the wealth in this world put together is not sufficient to compare with or pay for the eternal glory of God's kingdom that believers are called to inherit. The hope that empowered him to forsake ungodly wealth was not rooted in this present life of flesh and blood, but in the life that is to come. For Charles, if his hope in Christ were limited only to this present life, he would indeed have been most miserable. He gave up a life of affluence and embraced the kingdom life of selflessness, obedience, and sacrifice, because his eyes were fixed on eternity. Believers in Christ are those who set their affection on things above, not on the things of this world. Colossians 3, 2. This does not mean believers become irrelevant on earth. On the contrary, the more we focus on God's kingdom and eternal realities, the more relevant and impactful we become in this world, because that is when our light truly shines. Go into today remembering that, as a believer in Christ, your greatest hope is anchored in the eternal glory that will shine brighter long after the glories of this world have faded and expired. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 29-31. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.